I'm not ready for more Jacoby Brissett, I can tell you that.
No, I'm good. I've had my fill.
I am filled to the brim.
Yeah.
On Jacoby Brissett. That's true. I'll tell you, a lot of love for the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Yeah, Wiggy's all over it. Wiggy's all over it. He wants us to make sure we tag him in the Bozo touchdown parlay tweet on Friday, which we will do.
Yeah,
well, we'll be picking more touchdowns this week.
Look, we can't at and tag every single person out there listening. So we will let you know. We do it every Friday.
Yeah, follow at Jones and Keefe on Twitter.
It'll be out there, but we'll CC
Instagram.
Wiggy on that specifically.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah. We'll let him know. I don't want to hear any squawking about how if we miss now.
I don't think we're going to miss.
But I don't want to hear any squawking about it.
Well, we're 50-50.
Yeah.
Right? We've only done it twice.
Yeah.
And we won $1,200 for the people once.
Yeah.
Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Stay away from the parlay, is what people said. Not here. Not on this show.
I have a guy still arguing. It's not me. It's just in my mentions. People arguing back and forth.
Relentless.
The guy's still arguing that parlays are dumb to bet.
He's like, statistically, they don't win. It's like, oh, is that right?
Yeah. Have fun with all your minus 110s. How many of those are you going to hit to hit on what we just
quite
hit?
Quite a few.
Quite a few is what you got to do.
You can add them all together. So you do. Get the multiplier.
You want to take some minus 110s under Jacoby Brissett. That's probably the way to go.
You will get a winner, though. If you take under Jacoby Brissett passing yards, you would have been a winner the first 3 weeks.
Yeah. And probably for one more week.
I would say one more week, you could also hit the under.
I think for one more week, you've got it. I was reading ESPN earlier today. Jeremy Fowler thinks this could be the last week for Jacoby Brissett. Potential benching in the cards. I think a lot of us feel that way, right?
Yes.
Miami has been circled for a while. Houston has been circled for a while. Weeks 5 and 6. So is this the final week of Jacoby Brissett? And how would he have to play, Keith, for this to be the final week for Jacoby Brissett? And we get what we all want, which would be Drake May in short order.
I think if he turns it over once, I think if they lose by more than two scores, because even last week it was 21-point loss, but it felt like 101. Like, that was just such a beatdown. But I think if, you know, they lose even by 14, like, even if it's, you know, I don't know if that's close or not in the NFL, you know, two scores to a better team, you're thinking, oh, maybe it's not a blowout. But I think even that would be enough. Because I think maybe part of the plan, which we don't know, like, they haven't ever publicly said what the plan is for when they're going to play Drake May, but the fact that we saw in week three, the fact that he came in at the end of the game wasn't a complete disaster. And you can say, oh, it's garbage time. Whatever. They still made the decision to put him in that game. Jacoby Brissett hasn't turned it over, but he's also thrown one touchdown in 3 weeks. They had fewer passing yards, Jacoby Brissett does, in three games than Andy Dalton had last week, taking over for Bryce Young.
Like, net passing yards.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, yeah. Fine. It's less. It's insane.
Don't shortchange him.
He's been... fine, right? Like, I think, you know, he's been kind of what they expected, but probably a little bit worse. So I think 4 games in, now that we've already seen him, the conversation really ramped up following the Jets game about when you're going to see Drake May. We talked a lot yesterday about how good Jaden Daniels looked in just his third career start for Washington on Monday night. So I think unless they pull off some sort of upset, which I don't see happening, if they just lose to the Niners and he doesn't light it up, which I also don't think is going to happen, Drake May starts week 5.
See, that's what I think. And it's just if he plays poorly. I understand what you're talking about with turnovers, but if the offense can't get out of its own way, it's another 100, 150 yards passing, no scores, maybe one score on offense, and he's getting pummeled and the offense can't move the football, I think he gets benched. And if he turns it over and they get blown out, I mean, it'll be that much more. We said this after week one, even when they beat Cincinnati. The bloom can come off that rose real quick. If you're 1-3 and you've now lost 3 in a row and you lost a game in there you shouldn't have to Seattle and you got embarrassed by the Jets, and let's see how Sunday goes against the Niners. The Patriots, by the way, at last check were 10.5-point underdogs. It's only the 5th time in the last 2 decades they've been double-digit dogs.
Oof.
Now, 2 of those, they won, both against the Colts in 2001.
How do you like that?
Not bad, right?
No. Another quarterback for them, though?
That would have been Tom Brady's very first start.
Got it.
And another early start for Brady. Yep. David Patton had the hat trick in one of those
Good
games.
Player.
Yeah, ran for one, threw for
nifty.
One, got one.
Yeah. He and Walter Payton.
The late David Patton, yeah.
Other guys could do that.
So I think another one was Brian Hoyer in Kansas City against the Chiefs. So that's the territory that we're in. The 0-1 Patriots on paper against the Peyton Manning.
Because the Niners don't look great. This isn't of course, it's the Niners at home. That's a buzzsaw you go in there. It's like, no, they have all their guys hurt. They're the Rambulance loser.
They've lost
the tiers yesterday.
They've lost 2 in a row
Yeah.
to the banged up Rams, as you just said. and the week before to Minnesota.
They're missing a bunch of players.
So if they look poor against the Niners, I think that's it for Jacoby Brissett. And it's not just me feeling that way. Again, I think a lot of us had these two home games circled. I thought they might do it earlier if they played poorly against Cincinnati. They didn't. They beat the Bengals. I thought week two was in play, but definitely these 2 weeks. Fowler wrote today,
yep.
And him and Graziano went back and forth on all the quarterbacks that could be benched, and Graziano ticked off a few names. Gardner Minshew, who did sit down at the end of last week in a loss to Carolina.
Yeah, he know what the
should they go to Aiden O'Connell?
Now, once he's pushed into a corner, that's when he lashes out. He's like a coyote. So I think Gardner Minshew actually is right where you want him to be.
He's like a caged Wolverine.
As soon as you count the guy out, he's storming back, and they're going to rip off three straight wins.
That's true.
So he's all right.
So Gardner Minshew's one. Yep. Trevor Lawrence is another. Like Peterson. Well, what?
So this is night and day. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, not only do they give him a lot of money, but if you're just taking the play right now of Trevor Lawrence versus the play of Jacoby Brissett, but then also factor in who the backups are.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to Mac Jones? No. But you're going to Drake May? Yes. Yes.
Like, makes a lot more sense.
If you look across the league, the only backup, and maybe in Atlanta, like, depending on how people feel about Cousins because you drafted Penix so high, there's not a backup around the league that is primed to play and has a high ceiling like Drake May does. Everybody else is like a backup for good reason, not for, well, this is our development plan.
Right, and I don't know how Aiden O'Connell looked when he got in the game, but we all saw how Mac looked. He looked terrible.
Horrible.
So I don't think Jacksonville is going to make that switch. Who knows with the Raiders, but here's what Fowler wrote about the Patriots. He says, I'll go with New England after Graziano ticked off those other names.
All right.
He said, the Drake May chatter will only mushroom from here.
Ooh, mushroom.
And the sense I got all offseason was Jacoby Brissett would be the starter, but might need to win enough games to keep the job. And I think we're leaving out a massive factor. I mean, number one, the offense doesn't look good. Number two, they'd be 1-3 losing to the 49ers, maybe in blowout fashion for all we know. But the third thing is, again, how does Jaden Daniels look? How does Bo Nix and even Caleb Williams look? Are they progressing? Are their teams getting better?
Yep.
And Jaden Daniels leads that list, but Bo Nix won last week. Caleb Williams, nah. I don't think looked good, but he put up numbers last week. 360 and two touchdowns.
Right, and he's a case that I think both sides can use, the sit May and the play May, because Chicago's offensive line is very similar to the Patriots' offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Caleb Williams is getting killed. So is this hurting his progression, or is he still getting game reps and it's helping him? Like, I think the jury's still out. Maybe Caleb Williams just won't be very good, but yeah, those are the three guys that you can look at, and they're all in kind of similar spots, right? Like, they're all on not great teams that I don't think were expected to make the playoffs. I mean, they're all high draft picks for a reason.
Yeah.
And but I still think you've seen progress. Like, certainly in Bo Nix, the first 2 weeks, poor Bo picks. He didn't look great.
No.
Week three, much better player, and they win a game. And then Jaden Daniels obviously was one of the better quarterback performances across the league, whether, rookie or veteran.
So I think there's that factor as well. How do the rookies look? Does that apply more pressure to the Patriots? It's a marketing thing. It's an asses in seats thing. It's an interest level thing. And on top of it, it might make your team better. If you're 1-3, it's hard to stand by Jacoby Brissett throwing for 100 yards a week. So what do you guys think? Is this the last week for Jacoby Brissett? And let me ask you, what are you rooting for? Like, this is another one of those games we talked about it week one against the Bengals.
I know.
Is it worth rooting for the Patriots to get pantsed and Brissett to look terrible to usher in the Drake May era? Are you there? Are you rooting for a loss this week? A short-term loss to win the longer-term war and get Drake May in there?
Let me take your question that you asked me, and let me answer it by flipping it with another question.
Yes.
What would Jacoby Brissett and or the Patriots have to do for him to keep the job?
Win.
If they win, any means necessary, they keep, because
no touchdowns, two picks, they win, he keeps the job.
So
yes.
And you might be right, but Miami famously with Tua, and I know that ended up being a mess, and Tua's still talking trash about Brian Flores years later, but Ryan Fitzpatrick won, I think, back-to-back games, including a blowout win, and then the next game in comes Tua.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, they had a plan. Their plan wasn't based on how the other quarterback looks. They circled the date. So, and I don't think this is necessarily the case, but if Van Pelt and Mayo circled week five for Drake May, if Brissett plays poorly, we might never know. Maybe we'd be like, oh, maybe it's because he played poorly this Drake May. But if he plays well and then you still get Drake May, it's like, all right, well, clearly that was the plan all along. But Yeah, I think it would have to be an upset win.
It doesn't even matter how he plays. If they're 2-2 and they beat the Niners,
but
Keith,
I think the thing that he's hanging his hat on.
And now it's Miami on a short week. Miami plays on Monday night.
Ooh.
Snoop Huntley, Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, doesn't matter.
Big trap game for the Fish.
It's just if you're 2-2 and you're at home against the Dolphins and they don't have a quarterback and you have Brissett, who's not really a quarterback.
Yeah, you don't either.
But why would you drop in Drake May in that spot? I understand the team's perspective being, we won, we beat the Niners, we're home, we're on to something. We had the terrible week against the Jets, we took Seattle to overtime, we beat the Niners, we beat the Bengals, we're 2-2, we could easily be 3-1, Brissett keeps it, that's all that matters. He could throw three picks and fumble and get sacked a bunch. If they win, he's going to keep the job, I think. I don't agree with it, but that's what I think they would do.
What if they lose and he throws, I hope you're sitting down, 2 touchdown passes?
Then
let's say they lose 28-14. 2 tugs, no turnovers.
I think if they lose and he looks good, define that however you want.
Okay.
Does he throw 2 1-yard touchdown passes?
Yes.
Does he throw
both the Hunter Henry and my fantasy team rejoices?
Does he throw it for 250? Like, I got to see it, I guess, but I'll put it to you like this.
Okay.
If they win, it doesn't matter what Brissett does, he keeps the job. If they lose and Brissett and the offense look good, whatever that is, I don't necessarily know what that is, he probably keeps the job. You need him to look bad, the offense to look bad, and the Patriots to lose. Then it's Drake May week 5. That's what I think.
And I think that's the most likely scenario. Again, they're 10-point dogs. But it is also kind of a crazy thing when you're saying, all right, the only way Brissett's going to keep the job is if he goes into San Francisco and pulls out the biggest dog victory of the weekend.
Yeah.
Now, well, they did beat Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Cincinnati hasn't won a game yet.
No, they're worse
than
we thought.
Still efforting their first win.
But the Niners are worse than we thought.
They are definitely worse than we thought. But still, I mean, Vegas views it as 10 points, which I can't imagine there's a bigger spread on the board.
Do you have it in front? I saw it was 10.5 the other day. Do you have it in front of you? Is it still 10?
Well, Sportsbook Rhode Island has 10. I'm sure in a game like this, this early in the week, there's probably 10 and 10.5, depending on where you're looking.
So here's what Andrew Callahan tweeted the other day when they were 10.5-point dogs. It's the fifth time they've been greater than 10-point dogs this century. Okay? At Buffalo, week 16, 2023. So that was last year.
Yep.
They were 10.5, or at least 10.5-point dogs. As I told you, Brian Hoyer in Kansas City when Cam Newton had COVID way back in 2020, and the 2 Indy games in 2001. Mm-hmm. That's it. So they are in rarefied air.
They weren't underdogs, let alone double-digit underdogs for very often during Brady's run, especially once they established themselves.
You would have thought there'd be some games the last year they weren't double-digit dogs, and some of those games with Zappe out there at the end of the year.
That
I mean, the Buffalo one, but other than that, no.
It's the only, but also the NFL, like, there are so many games that they view as close and competitive that it's the only double-digit spread on the whole slate this week.
Yeah, I think.
You don't see it that often.
There was a stat this past weekend, I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like any touchdown underdog is not just covering the spread, they're like winning a bunch of games outright this year.
Interesting.
So I'll effort to get that for you. But teams in the Patriots position so far this year.
Hence why we're so bad at the survivor pool.
That would make a lot of sense. Yeah. That would make a lot of sense. Well, not all of us are that bad at it. Well, Nick and myself.
Yeah, that's true.
We have 2 winners in 3 weeks.
Bengals this week.
I can't wait for survivor pool 3.0.
Don't pick the Bengals. They're playing
Friday.
Frisky
Panthers.
They
can't go 0-4.
No, right. Yeah, good point, Bill. Let's load back up on the Bengals.
They can't do that. They're not capable of
Actually,
that.
It's an Andy Dalton revenge game. Andy Dalton and the Frisky Panthers taking on the Bengals. 2 cats.
Mm.
What do you think of that? Something's got
to
give.
Something does have to give. I looked at
a handful of catnip in there and sit back.
Oh yeah. Forget red zone.
Watch them get in there.
Give me Bengals Panthers.
Keep the laser pointers at home.
Bring your own spray bottle.
I
did look at our tiers yesterday. We do Tier Tuesday.
Yeah, what do you think?
I said, boy, we had Carolina high. That was my takeaway today when I woke up this morning. I looked at our tiers again. I said, boy, in retrospect, we might have.
Well, no, because you're thinking of Bryce Young.
We were victims of the moment.
Well, Andy, I mean, that's sort of the idea of Tier Tuesday. It was the moment.
A moment of passion.
Yeah.
And we fell victim there to Carolina.
I have no regrets. Andy Dalton deserves it.
Frisky little team.
Uh-huh.